5G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 78, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 56. High temperatures reach up to 80 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The band Kansas will be returning to home in, well, Kansas at first for their 50th anniversary concert tour. Their home state was not on the tour list. Kansas fans of Kansas were told to hold on after being disappointed that they were left off the 50th anniversary tour. But since the tour announcement, dates in Salina have been added on March 22nd and 23rd. Prior to those announcements, Kansas fans of Kansas would have been forced to leave the state with the closest performances in Missouri at the time. The band currently consists of Phil Ehart, Billy Greer, Tom Brislin, Ronnie Platt, Joe Dennison, and Richard Williams. David Ragsdale announced his departure from the band earlier this year. With chart-topping hits like Carry On, Wayward Son, and Dust in the Wind, the band will be returning to their namesake state in early 2024. Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 64-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for 60 months. 16.67 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10-2-2023.
In June, abortion providers filed a lawsuit against state officials challenging several restrictions to the Women's Right to Know Act. The act was established in 1997 and has been amended several times over the last years. Denise Harrell from the Alliance Defending Freedom gave more detail to the lawsuit.
A woman isn't able to functionally exercise her decision one way or the other. That's when you have a strict scrutiny problem. But simply giving a woman information, just like these abortion providers have done for 26 years, that's not impairing a woman's right to choose to have an abortion one way or the other.
Emily Wales of Planned Parenthood Great Plains gave further detail to KSNT about the national situation.
You cannot access abortion care except in a few parts of this country. And for us right now, we feel compelled to give patients who are going to get back in the car for 15 hours medically accurate information because we know they're scared to talk to providers at home. We want them to know they can trust us with real information.
Judge K. Christopher Jayaram decided that he needed more time to make the decision. Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Farmers all across the state are learning how to use AI technology to help with their water management from Zimatic by Lindsay. With AI technology rapidly growing in all industries, the agriculture industry does not want to be left behind. Senior project manager Justin Gibson had more to say to KSNB Local 4.
What we can do on the prediction side is bring in a lot of different data streams that are relevant for irrigation scheduling. So one of them is going to be weather. If it's hot outside, if the crop can get a little bit thirstier and use more water. Kind of the opposite of that if it's really cool and raining.
Zimatic by Lindsay offers a product called a Field Net Advisor, which utilizes AI to monitor irrigation and is accessible by cell phone. The advisor takes many more measurements, including weather, to make recommendations in the future. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Stang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt continues Friday and Saturday in communities along and adjacent to the Pony Express Highway. Expect increased traffic as a result, with many from outside this area. Big Give Gage Thursday raised over $360,000 from over 1,900 contributions towards 70 nonprofit organizations that will be matched through local sponsors and the Gage County Foundation. Blue Rapids Community Match Week continues with the annual Match Day coming up Monday. Zita Dunzing, a volunteer board member, explains how the match program works and benefits the two dozen nonprofits in the Blue Rapids community. She'll be a guest on our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Mail-in donations need to be postmarked by September 18th. Online donations may be submitted anytime at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. or may be dropped off in person Monday at the community center in Blue Rapids. Homecoming is Friday at Marysville, Axtell, and Washington County. Homecoming parade at Marysville Friday at 2. United Bank and Trust tailgate at the City Park begins at 5. Axtell Homecoming Parade Friday at 1:45, pep rally at 2. Washington County Homecoming Parade Friday at 2:10. United Bank and Trust tailgate party at the football field begins at 5. An injury accident Wednesday evening was reported in Beatrice. A motorcycle collided with a van at 13th and Market. The motorcycle driver, 21-year-old Austin Newman of Beatrice, was transported to the Beatrice Airport and life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital, listed Thursday in stable condition. The van driver, 51-year-old Jana Fletcher of Beatrice, was not injured. The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington, with the car and truck show beginning at 9, inflatables from 10 to 2:30, a vendor fair 10 to 2, poker walk at 3, and cornhole tournament begins at 4:30. Pulled pork dinner will be featured as part of the barbecue cook-off in front of Brick Street Financial, People's Choice at 7:30 p.m., live music featuring the Soul Preachers Saturday at 8 in Washington. Steel City celebrates 150 years this weekend.
It actually started well before 1873. In 1860, they had two settlements, Freeport, which was across the river, and then they had Jenkins Mill. And it really started with Jenkins Mill because they had a mill there, a hotel there, a couple stores. It was the first school in the county. It was the first newspaper in the county. Then the railroad moved in, and so you had the river, the mill, the railroad, and a big hill. So it wasn't conducive for Jenkins Mill to grow in that period of time. Plus, they had a flood of 1869, which pretty well wiped out everything. And so then the decision was made, hey, let's move to this new area. Originally, it was called Steelburg rather than Steel City, and then later they changed the name.
Dennis Kenning is with the Jefferson County Historical Society and says activities are planned Saturday and Sunday in Steel City.
Tractor show 2 days, antique pole. There's an antique stock tractor class that we're bringing back, which is a percentage pole. At the same time, we have another track that we do garden tractors on. And then on Sunday morning, there's a tractor drive. And then Sunday afternoon, we normally have the tractor parade, but we'll also have a community parade that will go right with it. And so the historical buildings are open. There's four of them. They'll have live demonstrations with the sawmill, shingle mill, blacksmith shop, music on the grounds. We have on Sunday an old-fashioned church service in that Baptist church and the Stone Church. And then on the town side or village side, we got a car show Saturday morning, silent auction, 150th program, and we have a street dance that night, Saturday night. And then Sunday we have a kids' corner with inflatables, rock climbing wall, caricature artist, face painting, just a lot of things going on there for the kids. And then, you know, it will all come to a conclusion here at 3:15 when we have the parade. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. We think we have some good activities. And I think probably the best part is it's all free.
Among the annual events, the tractor show remains a big draw at Steel City Days.
There's been a couple years here where we've had, for the tractor show itself, we've had over 100 tractors. Probably twice that I can remember that we had that many tractors there. Now, if you look at the entire weekend with the pole and everything that's going on, if you count the garden tractors and so forth, you know, we'll have well over 100 tractors. So the difference in our show is that it's non-competitive. We don't go around and judge them. So you can bring your tractor in any condition. It's for the people that enjoy those old farm tractors.
An explosion inside a shipping container at the Union Pacific Bailey Yard in North Platte generated toxic smoke when one of the chemicals aboard caught fire. The explosion around noon Thursday occurred inside an intermodal container on a rail car at the Union Pacific Yards. It's not clear what caused the explosion. No one was injured. No cars derailed. Authorities evacuated everyone within a mile radius of the explosion at the western end of the rail yard because of the smoke. Charles S. Chuck Brigadier, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Saturday, 2:30 at the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville, with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements for Chuck Brigadier. John A. Pishney, Sr., age 87, of Fairbury, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Faith Hall at United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for John Pishney, Sr.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, otherwise a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More sunshine Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 70s than mid-80s. And partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine will continue into Monday. Temperatures rise with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms may continue Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 82, record high in this state 100. The average low 58, the record low 33. Sunset this evening 7:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
Tumbleweeds are an iconic symbol of the American West. But do you know where they come from? We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 15th, the 258th day of the year. The First Lady of Mystery Stories, Agatha Christie, was born on this day, and the domain name Google.com was registered 26 years ago. Tumbling tumbleweeds are an iconic symbol of the American West. Would you be surprised to learn they're not native to North America at all? Tumbleweed is actually Russian thistle, believed to have been transported here by Russian immigrants in contaminated flaxseed. The invasive 3-foot-tall plant breaks off at ground level when mature, tumbling across the landscape to spread its seed far and wide. Russian thistle loves barren ground, so the best way to control an infested area is to replace it with another healthy ground cover. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is looking for teams to compete in their annual barbecue smoke-off fundraiser October 7th. $600 cash payout plus prizes for overall champion, $300 cash plus prizes for people's choice, and $75 cash for best in brisket, ribs, chicken thighs, and dessert. Sign-up deadline is September 27th. $300 entry fee per team, while all meat will be provided by Circle P. Test your skills against the best for a good cause at the Circle P Processing Barbecue Smoke-Off Fundraiser. Visit Circle P in Waterville by September 27th to sign up.
The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington with a car show. Registration at 8:30, $20 per entry with prizes throughout the day. Free Will Pulled Pork Dinner featured as part of the barbecue cook-off in front of Brick Street Financial. People's Choice at 7:30 p.m. Live music with the Soul Preachers follows Saturday at 8 in Washington. An invitation to the Fall Fest from these Washington supporters. Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County. Call on Bryce Leonard, Farm Bureau Agency Manager. GWE Performance puts the performance in auto repair. Count on their experience to get your work done fast and done right at GWE Performance. And Owens Originals on the Square in Washington. Drop by anytime. Flowers say it best. From Owens Originals on the Square in Washington.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th Celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, Kids Corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson. Chiefs signed all-pro defensive tackle Chris Jones to a reworked one-year deal to end his holdout. Jones missed all of training camp, forfeiting about $2 million, and then missed and surrendered one game check of about $1.08 million, missing the very first game for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Detroit Lions. With his reworked deal earlier this week, Jones can make up to $6 million more on top of his $19.5 million base salary. The Chiefs also look to add Travis Kelce after missing the very first game against the Lions with a bone bruise in his knee. With the returning cavalry, the Chiefs look to get into the winning column for the first time in the 2023 season in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, followed by the Bears coming to Arrowhead, and then the Chiefs head out to MetLife Stadium to take on the Jets. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
Just 2 weeks into the college football season, and both the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks find themselves at 2-0. The Wildcats with wins over Southeast Missouri State and Troy. And the Jayhawks have wins over the Bears of Missouri State and the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois. The Jayhawks star quarterback Jalen Daniels has been dealing with some back issues all the way through summer camp and early on in the season. But head coach Lance Leipold had this to say about his return.
Well, you can see the excitement, from the fan base. He has that type of spark. Same way he is in the locker room and where he is for his football team when he steps in the huddle. So
it will be a long Big 12 season before the Wildcats and Jayhawks are able to meet in David Booth Memorial Stadium on November 18th of this season. It'll be each team's second and last game, with the Jayhawks going to Cincinnati to finish up their season and the Wildcats playing the Cyclones of Iowa State. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson.
Friday Night Football, Marysville entertains Chapman live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Live audio with a streaming link available on our KNDY website as well. Omega hosts Concordia, Clay Setters, and Abilene. In our Friday feature game, Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde live on FM 95.5. Hanover kicks off at Osborne. Washington County entertains Lynn. Frankfort home to Linden. Valley Heights, Troy. Centralia at Onega.
It's homecoming week for the Marysville Bulldogs as they host the Chapman Irish Friday on FM 94.1 and AM 1570. A North Central Kansas League matchup, head coach Tony Trimble on what he's looking for from his team.
I think the key for us this week is our linemen just getting off the football like we asked them to and getting into somebody and staying with it till the whistle blows.
Pre-game starts at 6:45 with kickoff slated for 7 p.m. Don't miss a minute of the action live with KNDY. KNDY's featured game of the week pits the Axtell Eagles on homecoming against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler on a high-powered Clifton Clyde offense.
I think they're a pretty balanced team and get a lot of team speed. Then they do have some sides where combine those speed with that size, well, yeah, it makes them a very good, difficult team to prepare for it.
Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. as Axtell hosts Clifton Clyde this Friday on FM 95.5.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to the zoo to battle the Mizzou Tigers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country KNDY.
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head to the biggest little city in the world to battle Nevada. Pre-game begins at 8 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
The president, of course, lives in the White House. But over the decades, when a president or president-elect has needed another place to stay the night in Washington, D.C., this hotel has often filled the role. Its history is nearly as old as the city itself, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jim Hughes oversees a piece of living history.
This is a unique bar. This is the Round Robin Bar. It's one of the oldest bars in operation in Washington, D.C., if not the country. Our legacy here goes back almost 200 years.
This spot on Pennsylvania Avenue has long been known for its political ties.
The Willard Hotel has been known as the residence of presidents. In fact, the original owners, they went so far as to actually stucco the outside of the building so that it all looked like one structure and painted it white, so it was known as the Little White House.
The family-run business knew that a tie with the presidents was good marketing that would build a grand clientele.
When the Willard family came down here to take over operation of the establishment on this site in the 1840s, they realized if we could get the presidents to stay here, the president-elects to stay here prior to inaugurals, we're going to be good for the next 4 years, if not the next 8 years.
That's exactly what happened. A legacy of presidents spanning nearly 200 years.
Franklin Pierce, who was a friend of the family and is elected president in the late 1840s, he comes to Washington. Of course, he brings his entourage. Where do they stay? They stay at the Willard Hotel. Abraham Lincoln comes down to Washington in the 1860s. Where does he stay? He stays at the Willard Hotel.
But there's more to the hotel than the occasional presidential guest. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.
A grand opening with beer, sports, and fun this Saturday. Sarge's Sports Bar in Marysville is the place to be. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. with drink specials running all day.
Families who pass down the farm to the next generation need a good succession plan in place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Take a good look at finances and who's interested as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's the dream of many farmers to have the farm passed down to the next generation. For the succession to go smoothly, you have to have a plan. Many parents struggle with how to divide everything between their children.
Dave Specht is a farm succession consultant and the founder of a company called Advising Generations. He says sometimes the next generation thinks they're entitled to inheriting assets on the farm, whether they're actively involved or not. So a key question to ask is, how interested are you in inheriting the family debt on the farm?
The next generation needs to know that most of the time, these are not riskless assets, and they haven't been riskless assets for generations. So that's one of the questions I like to ask, and that's kind of a good litmus test to find out, you know, who really wants to be an owner and who understands what ownership really means.
Large farms have assets that include a lot of land, but you have to analyze whether or not the operation can financially support the goals of the retired parents and the successor. Specht says it can be even more complicated when you're trying to pass down a small farm.
Oftentimes those can just be tricky management situations because the farm or the land may have great value, but doesn't create a lot of income. And so if you spread ownership out at some point, you know, someone with a different goal than just keeping the farm in the family is going to basically push to have the farm sold. So I caution farmers to think through some of those things before they put their estate plans in concrete.
For a succession to go smoothly, he recommends putting together a team of professionals, such as an insurance advisor, accountant, lawyer, and retirement planner who can help you implement your plans. Learn more about passing down the farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's so easy for life to get hectic, but I always try to keep myself in the mindset that God has called me to this moment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One way to help you live in the moment is to have a financial strategy in place. When you have a strategy for your finances, it can help eliminate stress when it comes to money so you can focus on what's most important to you. Maybe you're passionate about volunteering in the community or giving to your church. Perhaps you're focused on putting your kids through college, or maybe you're nearing retirement and are wondering what the next phase of your life will look like. Whatever your goals are, having a financial strategy that aligns with your values can help you live in the moment. It can also help you achieve financial clarity through each life stage, enabling you to live with more meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
The plan for mitigating the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. A dozen Midwestern states are collaborating with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and other interested parties in an effort to significantly reduce the size of what's known as the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. One of those states is Illinois, where Nicole Haverback works as an Extension Watershed Outreach Associate.
A group called the Gulf Hypoxia Task Force developed and released an action plan where, in order to meet what they had determined to be an acceptable measurement of the dead zone that is located in the Gulf of Mexico, there needed to be nutrient reductions throughout the states that are located within the Mississippi River Basin.
In a recent episode of an Illinois Extension podcast, Haverback said a lot of the nutrient reduction effort is targeting agriculture.
The high levels of phosphorus and nitrogen that are lost from the land or the wastewater facilities is what cause the algal blooms, which can occur locally and impact the quality of the drinking water, as well as compromise the safety of recreational activities, and can also contribute to water quality issues downstream, like in the Gulf of Mexico.
The nutrient loss reduction strategy encourages farmers to use a variety of conservation practices to further the project. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, September the 15th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The American Farm Bureau and Federation this week announced the 10 semifinalists for the 2024 Ag Innovation Challenge. Michael Clements has more.
Farm Bureau this week named the 10 semifinalists that will compete in the Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. American Farm Bureau Director of Industry Relations, Chase Heineman, says the teams of entrepreneurs will compete for startup funding.
We're super excited to have announced the top 10 semifinalists for the American Farm Bureau's Ag Innovation Challenge. We've had a really great crop of companies from the applicants who submitted applications for this coveted program now in the 10th year, and are really excited to get them to conventions to compete for much-needed capital to help expand their businesses.
Heinemann says the program offers competitors valuable training and insights, as well as networking and exposure.
We have some partners that are going to provide some pitch training through Cornell University. We have some opportunities for them to engage with potential funders at convention. They will be able to connect with our members, and then, of course, they'll compete for up to $165,000 in award money that will help them expand their businesses and continue to provide those services and products.
He says the Ag Innovation Challenge highlights unique and creative ideas in agriculture.
The agriculture sector is a sector that's full of innovative ideas, and people are really trying to meet the challenges, not only that farmers and ranchers are facing, but the entire planet is facing. And we're very thankful for our partners in helping us highlight these innovative companies, Farm Credit being our major partner, as well as our sponsors, Bayer, John Deere, Farm Bureau Bank, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and T-Mobile.
Learn more about the semifinalists at fb.org/challenge. Michael Klimitz, Washington.
And let's look at your ag news for this Friday.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers.
Predictability in farming is next to impossible. Until now, Pivot Bio provides a more reliable, more predictable source of nitrogen. Pivot Bio delivers nitrogen directly to the plant throughout the growing season. Because it adheres directly to the root, Pivot Bio doesn't wash away in the rain. Plant more predictability next season with Pivot Bio.
Contact Alan Harries in Marysville, Kansas at 785-799-7591.
Vaccinations meant for animals shouldn't be touching human skin. Take precautions to avoid accidental needle sticks on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Will need a vaccine at some point in their life, and some producers do the injecting themselves rather than hiring a veterinarian. It may save time and money, but it also creates the risk of an accidental needle stick if you're not careful. Jeff Bender is the director of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. He says most of the time, a needle stick is harmless other than maybe a bit of skin irritation. However, it depends on what's in the syringe.
The most common issues that folks might run into is they might have sensitivity to certain antibiotics, and they're using a product that they're sensitive to anyway. So it might be a penicillin sensitivity. Here they're injecting penicillin or a product similar to that, and they have a reaction.
In some cases, an accidental stick is fatal. For example, an animal antibiotic called Mycotyl 300 is toxic to humans and can cause cardiac arrest if the victim isn't given immediate medical treatment. Never work alone when you're injecting dangerous drugs. Bender says before you start the vaccinations, slow down, make sure the animal is properly restrained, and think about what you're doing.
The other things are kind of simple. Try not to recap needles because oftentimes there's some residual product in those and a sudden jerk or movement, and all of a sudden you find yourself during the process of recapping with a needle in your hand. You know, don't put caps in your mouth. Don't use bent needles. Making sure that you dispose of your used needles appropriately.
It's a good idea to wear gloves, and if you do prick yourself, wash the area immediately with soap and water. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for needle stick prevention on the farm at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Friday. Today's still kind of mixed all over the grain market right now. Wheat market slightly higher, corn market slightly lower as we move through the day. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. December corn right now down 4 1/4 cents to 4.76 1/4. March corn down by 4 cents at 4.90 1/2. In the wheat market, on the other hand, slightly higher with December KC wheat up by 7 1/2 cents to 7.44 even a bushel. March up by 7 3/4 cents to 7.49 even right now. In the oats market, mixed right now with December oats up 1 1/4 cents to 41 even. March down by a penny at 49 3/4 cents. In the soybean market right now, we are mostly lower here. November beans down 16 1/2 cents to 13.44 even. January down by 16 cents at 13.59 1/2. In the meal market, October soybean meal down by $5.90, sitting at 3.94 1/2. December's down 6.30 at 3.93 10 cents. And the bean oil for October in the green by 36 cents right now to 63 26 cents. In the canola market, look there real quick. November canola up $2.10 at 7.60 90 cents. With the cotton market mostly lower, October's down 85 cents at 85.62. December's in the red, 96 cents at 86 84 cents. Over in the energy market today, we are kind of mixed on the board. October crude oil is in the green, 35 cents. As that continues to move upward, they're lingering at that $90 a barrel right now, sitting 90.51. November's also at 15 cents at 89.77. And the unleaded gas for October, we are in the red 3 pennies at 2.70, and the natural gas is down by 5 pennies at $2.65. Stock market today, they started off mostly higher on the board after kind of a decent day that we saw yesterday. Right now, though, mostly lower. The Dow Jones down 301 points at 34,606.
Back to school, back to saving sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Understanding grid pricing trends can be financially beneficial for beef producers. K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder explains how grid pricing works and the impact it can have. He says that understanding what consumers want can help producers be more effective growers.
The whole idea behind grid pricing is that if you can get better pricing value signals that customers and consumers want down to producers, it can incentivize producers to produce things, produce the kind of quality cattle that are in demand, and avoid or reduce production of attributes that are in less demand. We've seen over the last decade or so is a rapid increase, actually, in the industry overall to adoption and use of grid pricing systems in fed cattle at the feedlot level. And a big part of that is because producers have recognized they can actually make more money, be more profitable, if they can, as they can produce cattle that match up well with the grids that are available to them.
Schroeder explains what has changed to pricing trends.
As we have adopted more grid pricing, the grids themselves, the price signals, the premiums and discounts that are out there, they vary quite a bit. And kind of what are the implications of those premiums and discount trends, but also variation in them as producers consider either renegotiating their current relationship or even adopting a grid pricing system?
Having an in-depth knowledge of the market can help producers find the best match for the cattle they are raising.
While some of the premiums and discounts for more typical relations like choice relative to select, that's pretty strongly related to wholesale valuations. But as you start to get into more specialty components of grid pricing, the premiums and discounts can vary quite a bit, enough that it is well worth familiarizing the variation there. And if I'm in a negotiation, I want to be armed with what are the grid premiums and discounts that are out there, and are mine in line with the market? And can I, as a producer, match my cattle to the best grid that's available to me? So it's really about going out and figuring out how my cattle are going to perform under those different grids. And it's not a, oh, I'm on a grid, I'm done. It's which grid am I on? And how do my cattle match up? Because there's quite a bit of variation in those premiums and discounts.
That was K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder with how producers can market their beef to help create a potential increase in profits. Read the research on www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.